I'm always talking about how it is possible to change your life by just focusing on getting 1% better every day, how the little things really do add up, and that can be as small as integrating a new supplement into your day-to-day routine like Seeds, DS01 Daily Symbiotic. It helps benefit your gut, skin, and heart health in just 2 little capsules a day. I personally have loved integrating Seed into my day-to-day routine. My digestion has never been better. I feel so much better, and I truly notice a difference when I'm not taking it. When I take it consistently, I feel so much better. My digestion is better, and I've never really experienced something like this from a probiotic. So that's why I continually go back to Seed and notice a difference when I stop taking it. Trust your gut with Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/Alana and use code 25ALANA to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/Alana, code 25ALANA. Thank you, Seed, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech!
And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get Hefty Ultra Strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
Hello, good morning, angels, and welcome back to Morning Ray. I'm your host, Lan or Alana, and today's episode, as you can tell by the title, is called Healthy Girl Habits, or I think I did 6. There's 6 of these habits, so 6 Healthy Girl Habits. I'm sure you know what the title is based on what you clicked on, but I did a post on this on the Morning Ray podcast Instagram a few weeks ago, or maybe 2 weeks ago. I don't know. I've been doing a lot of these fun little savable infographic type things on there, and I thought I should turn this one into a podcast episode. Normally, I create the podcast episode, and then I turn it into a graphic on the Morning Ray podcast Instagram for you guys to visually see, save, refer back to sort of thing. But this week, it's a little reversed. The graphic was already made, and now we're making the episode. But we're going to do 6 healthy girl habits that you can implement into your life, and they're super easy. They're not complicated. I'm sure most of you already do them, maybe not super consistently, or maybe you are a healthy girl boss and you already do these things, and I'm just reminding you about them because I feel like, you know, when you read a self-help book, sometimes you already know a lot of the things, but they're not really front of mind. So I'm going to help bring these habits front of mind for you, remind you of them, give you a little refresher as to why you should be doing them, how you can be doing them, how to make them easier, and everything. But let's start off with our weekly intention. So my weekly intention is something I've definitely been slacking on, and I'm sure I'm not alone in this. And of course, these are also things that are healthy girl habits. But I want to focus on getting more water in and more sleep. Last week, I most definitely was not drinking enough water, and I was doing a lot of Jaybird classes, which is an infrared hot Pilates workout. And you know, if you go in an infrared hot sauna or like infrared sauna or do any sort of heated class, you know, it dehydrates you and you really need to be drinking even more water. And with not drinking enough water and doing 3 of these classes last week, I definitely felt it. I felt like my muscles were a lot more fatigued, especially when I went into other workouts, and I definitely felt more inflamed. So definitely want to make sure to be getting more water in and sleep. Sleep is so important. You guys know that I've been trying to better my sleep, get my night routine impact, try to read before bed instead of scrolling, and try to get to bed sooner so I can get more hours. And I'm actually going to have Jory from Sleep Country Canada come on to provide us with the little tip of the week and to speak a little bit more on why sleep is so important, because I feel like it's neglected. I know I neglect it a little bit. My friends like to say that I can somehow run on no sleep, and I know it's really not healthy and it's going to catch up to me. So I'm going to bring Jory on for a little bit of the tip of the week, a little bit of a segment, if you will. So here is Jory. Okay, so I'm here with Jory from Sleep Country Canada. Welcome to Morning Ray.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So we are talking about everything of being our best selves on today's episode, but specifically with you, Jory, we want to talk about the importance of sleep and Sleep Country's sleep campaign. So we prioritize movement, hydration, nutrition, supplementation, all these other things, as well as like our mental health practices like journaling and meditation and therapy. But why should we also really prioritize sleep hygiene within all these practices?
Yeah, well, sleep is really the fuel that powers your whole day. And all of those other things you're talking about are also heavily influenced by how well you've slept the night before and how well you sleep over time. And something that was a little bit surprising to us is we did a survey and it turns out 56% of Canadians wake up still tired or struggle to fall asleep the night before. And that's a little strange because people are certainly recognizing that sleep is an important part of their health. But over the last year, only about half of the people asked have taken any type of active change method to try to build better habits.
Mm-hmm. And with that said, how can sleep impact your mental and physical well-being on a daily basis, both the good and the bad? So how can it, if you're getting a good quality sleep and you're doing that consistently, how can it positively impact your life? But if you're not, how can it negatively impact it?
Yeah, so sleep, critical for mental and physical well-being. There are some very specific things that are impacted. A good night's sleep can increase focus and alertment. It increases energy and stamina. It lowers stress, can even help with anxiety and depression, improves mood, memory and learning are improved. And I like to speak of it from the positive side. Those are the nice things that happen if you do get it. So it's pretty easy to flip that upside down and see what happens if you don't get a good night's sleep and you don't have good sleep habits.
Yeah. And I'm sure like any of the listeners who are listening right now know what it feels like to go to school or go to work and be running on next to nothing. It's hard to focus. You're probably in a mood. You're probably irritable. You can't perform as well at whatever you're doing. So it's really important that you're getting good sleep. But I always like to leave my listeners with tangible takeaways. So what are five small daily actions that the listeners can take that will hopefully foster better sleeping habits and improve their quality of sleep?
Yeah, we've come up with a few. We'll choose five for this. We're currently, for the month of March, Sleep Awareness Month, running our 248-hour sleep challenge. And what that means is 8 hours a night for the 31 days in March. And we're suggesting to take small daily actions that can actually help improve your overall sleep habits, not one night at a time, but overall. So certain things that you can do to develop better sleep habits over time that we're really encouraging you to do this month is, one, develop consistency. So that means going to bed at roughly the same time each night, waking up roughly the same time each morning. Most people will have difficulty with this one, but trying to stay off your devices for about an hour before bed, not only to turn off the mental engine that it kind of keeps rolling, but also even things like blue light and eye irritation. Setting your thermostat to a comfortable temperature, if you do have the ability to adjust it, being too warm or too cold at night can be quite detrimental. Also, I mean, something as simple as a calming bedtime routine can go a long way, whether it's having a warm bath before bed, whether it's reading a book, whether it's listening to calming music. If you set your body up knowing that this is now happening, this ritual is taking place, and that means bedtime is coming up, you can really start to help your mind relax and unwind and prepare itself for a good night's sleep.
Yeah, those are all amazing things. And I feel like whenever I've spoken about a nighttime routine, those are things I all recommend. So you guys, you've heard it from Jory, like he knows. you gotta implement that. But where can the listeners learn more about Sleep Country's sleep awareness campaign? Where can they find more information if they would like to participate? Being super busy can make it really easy to fall into a dinner time recipe rut, or even with your lunches, any meal honestly can get you into a rut, especially with a busy schedule this fall. You can keep mealtime exciting with over 40 recipes to choose from every single week, so there's always something delicious to discover with HelloFresh. It's truly a no-brainer. It does all the shopping and meal planning for you. Ingredients arrive at your doorstep pre-proportioned and ready to cook, along with pictured step-by-step recipe cards. It's never been easier. I personally love HelloFresh as a way to get exposure to new recipes, make my life a bit easier as a busy 20-year-old in the city. And I love that it's worry-free, it's super easy, it's convenient, and gets delivered straight to my door. Go to HelloFresh.com/50Ray and use code 50Ray for 50% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/50Rae and use code 50Ray50Rae for 50% off plus free shipping. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit, and thank you for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray.
This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech. And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get Hefty Ultra Strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
They can certainly come to our website at sleepcountry.ca. I know we're doing some fun stuff on Instagram as well, where it sort of serves up a particular small action that you can try today. And the one thing that I would encourage anyone, especially those having difficulty sleeping, but even those who aren't, who just want to improve their sleep, having a personal session with a sleep expert. We've been around for 28 years with a lot of experience, and our sleep experts are so well trained. A lot of finding the right sleep product is about finding your own personal solutions, dealing with the issues you have and difficulties you're having, and matching those products, the mattress, the pillow, the sheets, all of that stuff creates sort of a sleep system, and that's the environment that you put yourself in. And really having an expert guide you on a tour through those things and match it to you, whether it's in-store, online, via telephone. Our experts they're so happy to help you. It's so empowering to see somebody really improve at something that we know we can help with.
Yes, I love that. So you guys can go to the show notes and you'll be able to access everything. But thank you so much, Jory, for coming on the podcast. It was so awesome to be able to get your insight and share this with the listeners.
It's my pleasure. Sleep well.
Okay, so I hope you enjoyed that little interview segment situation with Jory from Sleep Country. Really insightful, and I hope that motivates and encourages you a little bit to get your sleep game together. But let's talk about my current faves. I decided to switch from the Drunk Elephant DeBronzy Drops and try something a little different. I know the DeBronzy Drops were sold out for a while because of Alex Earl on TikTok. So I picked up the Say Beauty Glowy Super Gel in Sun Glow. It's kind of like as if the DeBronzy Drops were already mixed with the moisturizer, which is really nice. I find it isn't as blotchy. Like, you don't have to try to not get it blotchy. Like, it just is instantly even and it feels good. It hasn't broken me out and I like how it looks. So that's the Say Beauty Glowy Super Gel in Sun Glow. I also am loving my La Roche-Posay Mineral Sunscreen Tint. I was using this a while ago. I ran out of it, switched to other sunscreens that I had received in PR. And I did love genuinely how these other sunscreens felt, but my skin did not like them. So I had to switch back to my La Roche-Posay, which I am never stepping away from again as of right now. Like, I mean, don't hold me to it, but definitely does not break me out. It feels a lot better. I feel a lot better about using a mineral as opposed to a chemical sunscreen. So just the La Roche-Posay mineral sunscreen. And I like the one that has a light tint to it because then you don't get any white cast, which can happen with a mineral sunscreen. And it gives you a little bit of color. We love being a glowy goddess. Like the La Roche-Posay mineral sunscreen tint with the Say Beauty Glowy Super Gel in Sun Glow is just chef's kiss. And I feel like I've spoken about this in previous weeks already, but I have honestly been preferring my incense over lighting candles lately. It's just a lot more calming. I've been a bit more anxious and I feel that it calms my anxiety a little bit. So I love incense. I have these Palo Santo. I'm really sorry if I'm butchering how it's pronounced, because I know that it's a cultural practice and ritual and everything, but I love the Palo Santo incense because I love the smell of Palo Santo. I think it's Palo Santo. Yes. I'm like now overthinking it. And I also have ones that are sandalwood, which smell really good, but I'm almost out of them. If you have any recommendations for incense or an incense holder, let me know. The incense holder that I have holds it straight up so that it just falls everywhere. I kind of want one where it's angled so that it can fall onto like the tray. But those are my current faves. Let's get into our 6 healthy girl habits. I know it's so cheesy saying healthy girl habits, but you know what? It's fun. You guys love that and it's trendy and it gets your attention. So let's start with healthy habit number 1. It's daily movement. Sorry, I just heard something and it was interesting. Also, one of my neighbor's dogs are barking, so I'm sorry if you can hear it, but I really don't think you can because usually it's fine. Okay, daily movement. Healthy habit number 1, daily movement. So first off, I want you to aim for at least 30 minutes of movement daily. Now, this doesn't necessarily have to mean a workout every day. I don't think you should ever do an intensive workout 7 out of 7 days a week, but you should try to move your body in some sort of way 30 minutes a day. So whether that be a stretch, a walk, yoga, Pilates, running, HIIT, weights, whatever it may be, try to do some sort of daily movement. And it doesn't have to all be at once. It can be broken up. A lot of people like to call this fitness snacking or exercise snacking. So essentially you break down the total amount of minutes you would like to work out. So for example, 30 minutes into short amounts of time throughout the day. So for example, 2 15-minute walks, or maybe 3 10-minute walks, maybe 3 10-minute little workout circuit situation, whatever it may be. It makes it feel a lot more achievable and you can kind of sprinkle it in throughout your day. Out of your daily movement, aim for about 3 to 5 days of those movements to be workouts. So for it to be your Pilates, your run, your HIIT, your weights, your yoga, whatever it may be, something that's a little bit more impactful and challenging, gets the heart rate up, gets the endorphins flowing, gets the blood pumping. You know what I mean. Number 2, drinking water. Aim for 2 to 3 liters of water a day. I'm going to try and do this again. I love using my Stanley cup to do that. It makes it a lot easier. I have the 30-ounce one. I kind of wish I got the 40-ounce one. I've spoken about this a little bit, but it's pretty much a liter. So if I have 2 to 3 of them, I know I'm good for the day. If you are not hydrated, your body cannot function properly on a variety of different fronts. Think digestion, ability to absorb nutrients, your energy levels, sugar cravings. You might feel more inflamed if you're not hydrated enough. We spoke a bit about this, actually quite a lot about this on episode, I think it was 113 with Shervine. I don't know if it's 115. Let me check. We spoke about this on episode 115 with Shervine from the founder of Symbiotica. So super, super important to be ensuring that we are hydrating. If we are not hydrating, and again, this will go into number 3 about sleep, but if we're not hydrating our bodies properly and adequately, then every other healthcare practice, every other wellness, whatever it may be, practice that you are doing just goes out the window. Your body cannot function when it's dehydrated. And you will also notice it's a lot harder for you to concentrate and perform at your highest level and show up as your highest self if you are not hydrated. I know it sounds really stupid and you're like, oh, I can survive without my having my 2 to 3 liters of water a day, but your body really needs water. And if you're active, that means you need even more water. If you are sweating, if you are moving a lot throughout the day, your body's exerting more energy, and that means you need more water, especially if you're going into a sauna or using an infrared blanket situation or like anything like that. Or if you live in a hotter climate area or it's the summertime, wherever you are, you need to be drinking even that much more water because your body's perspiring so much more. Try to start your day off with a glass of water, especially before your coffee. You guys know I spoke about this in my Hot Girl Reset. So really try to do that. And in doing so, you know that you've already consumed X amount of water per day. It could be your whole Stanley cup or Hydro Flask or a tall glass of water, whatever it may be. I love using water tracking apps. There's a whole bunch. Literally just go in like your app store, either on iOS or Android or whatever you have. I don't think there's anything else outside of those two, but just search like a water tracking app and use that, and that will help keep you accountable. Number 3, getting quality sleep. We already learned a little bit about sleep today from Jory, but aim for those 7 to 8 hours of sleep for at least 5 days a week. We also spoke about this with Shervin back on his episode. I know weekends are sometimes off routine if you're going out or staying up late, etc. So aim for Monday through Friday, or like Monday to Thursday, and then Sunday, you know, you're getting your 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night. That's like the optimal amount of sleep that you need. When we sleep, our body detoxifies and recovers. If we're not getting proper sleep, like hydration, everything else we do gets thrown out the door. Our body needs that time to decompress and to do all its processes. Our body's an incredible thing, so we need to give it time for that. Try to limit your screen time before bed. I know Jory mentioned this, as well as your exposure to blue light. So put your phone on night mode, wear blue light glasses if you're on your phone or watching TV or on any devices. And I really encourage you to pick up a book instead, or to do an activity that doesn't involve electronics. Maybe we're going to meditate before bed. Maybe we are going to just like sit and talk to our partner if we live with our partner. Maybe we'll talk to our roommate. You know, just really wind down, really prioritize that night routine. I'm going to talk about that in a little bit more in more depth, but really try to set yourself up for success when it comes to getting your quality night's sleep. Number 4 of our healthy girl habits is a balanced diet. Anything in excess isn't good for us. Too many fruits and vegetables, too many animal protein, too much dairy, too much sugar, whatever it may be, anything in excess isn't good for us. It's really important to find balance in what we are consuming and doing in our day-to-day life. It is important to complement the exercise or movement routine that you are doing with high quality foods within a balanced diet. Sammy Clark actually said this. I can't remember. I think it was on like an Instagram story or a reel or something. But she said, what is the point of working hard in the gym if the food you are eating isn't going to support it? So with that said, focus on getting as many whole foods into each meal and snack as possible, as well as having a balanced plate. My friend Steph Robinson came up with this little acronym, or at least she uses it. I feel like she came up with it, but it's PFFG. So protein, healthy fat, fiber, and greens. That's what your plate should look like to keep those blood sugars balanced and to make sure you are getting all the different food groups. And just remember that in eating to support your workouts and your lifestyle, it's also okay to let yourself indulge. Like I said, too much of anything or anything in excess isn't good for us, and we need to find balance in our lifestyle. So it's okay to let yourself indulge. It's okay to have a treat from time to time. It's okay to order and take out or go out for dinner or to have that extra glass of wine or to have an extra sweet treat, you know, but just find what balance means to you and find. Not necessarily like, I'm not like telling you to go on a diet, but it is your diet. Like, have your nutrition support what you are doing in the gym, because I know so many of us work super hard in the gym and then our diet, our nutrition, what we were consuming doesn't align and support that properly. And then we get frustrated if we are working towards goals like getting stronger or lowering our body fat percentage or changing our body composition or any of these things, if those are our goals and it's okay to have those goals. And it's being compromised by not supporting it properly with a healthy, balanced diet. Number five, your morning and night routine. It is so important to find a routine that works for you. And every morning starts with your night routine. I cannot stress that enough. I think we sometimes can forget about the night routine with the glamorization of morning routines on socials. And I'm really not going to sit here and act all innocent because I love filming my morning routine. I don't really film my night routine. And the reason why I do that is because I'm trying to unplug so I can calm down before bed. But I want to remind you that neither your morning routine or your night routine has to be a million steps or anything super fancy. But what it needs to be is something that works for you and helps set you up for success. So figure out what your non-negotiables are, stick to those, and feel free to have fun with it. It's going to take a little trial and error, but think about your night routine as something that really calms you and winds you down and gets you ready to rest and head into your slumber. And think of your morning routine as something that is slowly going to awaken you and fill your cup and energize you so that you can take on whatever your day has to throw at you. And lastly, number six, again, I kind of love how short and sweet these episodes are. I don't know about you, but it makes it super fun and easy to be able to listen back to these as a reminder. But number six, limit scrolling. Too much scrolling on your phone, your computer, your iPad, whatever it may be, isn't good for anyone. I personally know and notice that my mood drops and is impacted if I've spent too much time on my phone, even if like nothing that I'm looking at is negatively impacting my self-esteem or the thoughts I'm having about myself, or I'm not having jealous thoughts or comparing, whatever it may be. Even if I'm just scrolling and nothing's impacting me emotionally, like nothing's triggering me, the content, but just the act of constantly scrolling impacts my mood. Try to substitute your need to scroll with something else. For example, going on your hot girl walk, reading a book, drawing, painting, working out, whether it's going to the gym, a workout class, maybe you're going to go on a run. Find something to substitute that negative habit with. And then again, set your app and screen time limits on your phone. For example, -4 hours across Instagram, TikTok, and Snapchat. Yes, I still use Snapchat. And you may think 4 hours is a lot, but again, Instagram and TikTok are my job, and I do have to be active on there in terms of posting and engaging and doing quote unquote market research to see what trends and things are happening on there. I will say though, I do not often listen to my 4 hour limit. My screen time is probably really fucking high right now. I always get that weekly reminder like your screen time is up 25%. Let's see what it's at. I'm kind of scared. Okay, my screen time today is already at 4 hours and 32 minutes. An hour and 45 minutes is spent on Instagram. 52 minutes on TikTok. What is my average for the week? I mean, it's only Tuesday week. Okay, my daily average... This is so embarrassing, guys. My daily average for this week so far, and it's only Tuesday, is 8 hours and 13 minutes a day. That's currently down 23% from last week. Last week was 9 hours and 41 minutes, and that was 13% up from the week before. I think I averaged, 2 weeks ago, week of February 12th to 19th, my average was 11 hours and 1 minute. We're going to stop going through this right now. Clearly, I have an issue. Clearly, it impacts my mental health, but I encourage you, and I'm going to hold myself accountable to this, but to limit our scrolling and to really self-discipline, I'm really trying to lean back into going on my walks throughout the day as it gets warmer and that I'm able to, as a little break from work, and to pick up my book and read instead of just mindlessly opening Instagram and Snapchat and TikTok and Pinterest a million one times and closing the app and reopening it not even a minute later. You know the deal, you know the shtick. But anyways, to summarize our six healthy girl habits, okay, from the top. Number one, daily movement. Aim for at least 30 minutes of movement daily, 3 to 5 days of actual workouts throughout the week. Number two, drinking water, aiming for that 2 to 3 liters of water a day, more if you are more active or going in a sauna or if it's hotter outside. Number three, getting quality sleep, aiming for those 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night for at least 5 days a week, and trying to really focus on that morning and night routine. Number four, a balanced diet. So finding a diet or nutrition, as a better word, as a way to complement the exercise or movement routine that you are doing, because what is the point of working hard in the gym if you're not eating the food to support it? Remember, PFFG, protein, healthy fat, fiber, and greens. And remember that it's okay to let yourself indulge and enjoy a treat. Nothing is good in excess. Balance, baby. Find a morning and night routine that works for you. Every morning starts with your night routine, so remember that. It doesn't have to be a million one steps. Find what works for you. Learn what your non-negotiables are and stick by it. Be consistent. If you want more tips on how to be consistent, go back to episode 115 with Shervin. He discusses that and gives his tips and takeaways. And number six, limit your scrolling. Too much scrolling isn't good for anyone. It definitely impacts your mood and your mental health and your mental space. So be aware of that. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I always love seeing when you guys tag on Instagram or TikTok that you're listening to the podcast. So continue doing that. I love it so much. I really appreciate it. I try to repost as much as I can on the Morning Ray Podcast Instagram. It's just at Morning Ray Podcast. If you'd like this episode, make sure to leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, as that's how you can help support the pod. I love reading your reviews. They truly make my day. And I love you guys so much, and we'll chat soon. Bye, guys.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.